Now, if you tune in on a Tuesday and listen to Tuesday Book Club, you'll know that I'm a bit of a crime writer fan, which is why I'm pretty excited about what's kicking off this weekend. It's called BAD, the Sydney Crime Writers Festival. It's taking place at the Justice and Police Museum, and it's the brainchild of academic Dennis Tracy and local writer Michael Duffy. Celebration not only of the perennially popular genre of fiction, but a little bit of a look at what it tells us about our own society. Now, the lineup of chats is eclectic in the extreme, from discussions on voluntary euthanasia through to a bit of a long look at the criminal mindset from the perspective of a forensic psychologist, even a history of bushrangers. And of course, there's a lot of panels looking at crime fiction itself, including a Skype interview with Lee Child. He's the author of the popular, and trust me, very prolific, Jack Reacher series. Festival is being topped and tailed by renowned literary critic Sue Turnbull, who kicks off on a Saturday morning, rather, with a look at how the genre has changed in the past two decades. Sue, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, let's talk crime fiction, and I love that kind of two-decade time period you've got there, because I think crime fiction, this is a personal theory here, has been changed significantly by technology in terms of how we look at the way crime is written about. Internet, mobile phones, I think it's changed the fiction a lot.
Well, it has indeed. The private detective doesn't have to actually put on his hat and head off down the mean streets anymore. They sit behind a computer. And that's meant that for crime writers, they've had to find ways of writing about crime that doesn't involve private detectives, but involves people who get caught up in crime and can't just sit behind a desk. They've got to get out on the streets and they've got to find a way of becoming more involved.
I find that a very interesting literary technique too. What did we see recently in Aussie novel, what was it called? The Student by Ian Ryan, which I thought was an amazing bit of crime fiction. But again, as you said, someone just caught up in the midst of things.
That's been the major shift, I would say, in the last 10 years. And it's been a real benefit to women crime writers, most particularly because for women crime writers, the sphere has shifted into the home, domesticity, and what we now call the subgenre of domestic noir. And indeed, Michael Robotham, who's speaking at the BAD festival this weekend, his most recent crime novel, The Secret She Keeps, is in fact a domestic noir. And if anything, it's in the style of Gillian Flynn. Now, of course, Michael doesn't necessarily set his books in Australia. He tends to set them in the UK, but we do claim her as one of our own.
Gillian Flynn is an excellent example of that because she is a harrowing read.
Oh, she is. And I actually read her earlier books before Gone Girl came out and knew that she was writing. She's one of these unflinching female authors that is quite prepared to create a female character who is in herself very, very dark and untrustworthy. And each of her books has this particular compulsion, which I think is fascinating because it takes us into the psychological side of crime rather than into the kind of formulaic detective fiction. Not that I don't enjoy a good detective novel.
And you occasionally get the two coming together, Karen Slaughter being an example of that very uncompromising look, but from often a police perspective.
Well, of course, Karen Slaughter and indeed Val McDermott are two writers who, you know, kicked off in the 1990s. And Val McDermott, of course, was actually accused of being too violent. I was once at a conference where male writers attacked her and saying if they wrote the kind of violence that she wrote, they would be heavily criticized and, you know, accused of being over the top. And she only got away with it because she was female, which I thought was an extraordinary kind of perversion of the argument. But crime writers sit in a very interesting space. There is a way in which, of course, they want to tell compelling stories. That's what they want to do. And they often have quite a kind of crusading impulse behind writing about crime. They want to tell us, you know, what it's like and what the consequences are and what the horror of it is. But there is that danger that they can then be accused of wallowing in it, of being voyeuristic, of being gratuitous. So there's a line at which it can cross over from entertainment into something which is much darker and more sinister.
Do you think that crime writing tells us a little bit about our, I guess I want to say, societal id?
Oh, I think it tells us more than a little. I think it tells us everything. I mean, I should say that I started out as an English literature graduate and something of a literary snob. And these days, I used to conspicuously read Dostoevsky on the bus. These days, I cannot read literary fiction because it doesn't have enough of a story and because it doesn't have enough of the social commentary that I look for in crime fiction. And I think that's the remarkable thing. I'm going to be talking a little bit at the weekend about the remarkable career of Peter Corus, who has written about Sydney, written about Sydney's pubs, written about Sydney's changing landscape. And he's just written his last book because, unfortunately, he's lost his sight. But his writing about Sydney has actually provided this backstory to a city over a considerable period of time from the experience of those who are living in it.
Well, I think that's an interesting take from the festival, is that we're sort of, it's being pitched as a bit of we're a crime city, so let's talk crime fiction.
Every city, I think, is a crime city, but if anything, the most interesting development in Australian crime fiction of late has been a shift from the city to the bush, to the regional. There are a number of excellent crime writer, crime novels, including Jane Harper's now award-winning book, The Dry, set in regional Australia. That is quite a sensational book. And many of these authors who are writing about regional Australia come from regional Australia. And one of the things I've noticed about that is that they do tend to change the names of the small towns that they come from in case anybody recognises themselves in the book.
I can understand that. So I could talk about this right up until 8 o'clock, I promise you. I will have to leave it there, unfortunately. Thank you so much for your time and have a great festival.
Thank you so much, and I'm sure we will.
Oh, good. Yes, please, BAD, Sydney Crime Writers Festival. It's on Saturday and Sunday this weekend, Justice and Police Museum. You can find tickets online, badsydney.com. It's a hell of a lineup. I'd heartily recommend it. Didn't even get to talk about my favourite crime writing genre, which is Wyoming Sheriffs. It's actually out there. There's a lot of crime set in Wyoming. I'm a big fan.